This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Kristen Sakos joins me live in studio. She is a member of Charlottesville City Council. Thank you for coming in. I appreciate you being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, a few months ago, you were one of a unanimous city council that voted to support a proposal by Mayor Dave Norris to figure out a new way forward in the water debate after this, a result of all the new studies that had come in that were providing new information since the original plan was developed in 2006. But last week, you were one of three that broke with your own majority and said, well, we want to tweak it and we want to do a little bit something different. Tell us what happened.
Well, I think that, you know, what I felt that we were doing, and I still do feel, is that we were not breaking so much with the spirit of what we had done before, but that when we had had the initial discussion in September, we had confirmed our support of the plan overall, and that what we were tweaking at that point was the height of the dam. And, you know, I, in that discussion, had said that I was concerned that 13 feet might be too low to not have to come in soon and redo construction and kind of rip up everything again. And so what I have been doing since then is really looking at all of the different new information we've gotten, all of the studies that have been done, the realistic demand analyses, just various new input that we've gotten, and tried to say, is a 13-foot dam really, or a 13-foot rise really a realistic way that we can, you know, live with? And the other piece is also, is it something we can do as a community? Is it something that the city is going to hold firm on and we'll never have an agreement, in which case the whole plan falls apart? Or is it something that, you know, that we can reach agreement on through compromise? And
yeah.
So that's where I am.
The phone lines are open at 977-1070 if you've got a question or a comment. This very topic, of course, is over at readthehook.com. The news story that Haas Spencer posted is now approaching 200 comments. A lot of people engaged in this conversation, and I don't know if you've seen that or not, but a lot of people upset with you by name, saying, boy, I'm so disappointed that Kristen voted the way she did. What's your reaction to that? What is it, I guess, that they don't understand about your thinking on this?
Well, I guess in a way I would say that Mr. Spencer has had a very strong opinion about this all along, and so, you know, it's as much opinion as news in a way. But I think that, you know, people of really good will have really different perspectives on this, and I respect that. I think that a lot of people who I admire a lot, really, including our mayor, believe that 13 feet is enough. I also feel that as an elected official, that it's my responsibility to look at the information as clearly as I can and with my own conscience vote what I feel is the best vote, and that's what I did.
Let me ask you this. Isn't the whole point of the proposal that you supported a few months ago was a phased approach? There was never a sense that plan, and as you supported it then, there was never a sense that we're only going to do 13. It's let's stair-step this and bring it in and expand this reservoir as we need it, instead of going too far up front and too costly and, yeah.
Yes, and I think that makes sense only when you believe that the level that you built in the first place is going to hold for a long time. Because the going back in to raise the dam does as much environmental damage as building the dam. You have to, you know, mess the roads up coming into that area. You have to clear cut trees. And now you're clear cutting trees around a water supply, which is a much more complicated thing. You'd have to do construction around 64 over an existing water supply. And that's, you know, environmentally really dangerous and stuff that I would really hesitate to look at. And so what I was trying to do is find a way that, you know, I think some of the folks who wanted the 13-foot rise really felt that would be enough forever. And I think if it were enough forever, that would have been what I wanted. But I think that...
And then others were saying this is enough for 20 or 30 years.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But I think that realistically, even 20 years, and I don't believe actually that it would have been enough for 20. Well, it might have been, but I think that there's a risk that it wouldn't have been.
Part of the problem, isn't it? And we're talking with Kristen Sakos, it's 424. Part of the problem is we don't know. I mean,
even
the demand analysis that was done a few years ago has already been shown to have been full of holes and is way off already. Even for 2011, it's way off, let alone 50 years in the future. So we truly, I don't want to say we're shooting in the dark here, but that's maybe an apt metaphor.
Well, human beings have a remarkable inability to see into the future. and so, you know, really what we have to do is kind of protect against risk and sort of assess risk, knowing that we can't really tell the future.
What are your comments about Mayor Dave Norris had said, you know, expressed at the time his disappointment in this vote last week and said, one of my big concerns is that, you know, building this much right from the get-go obviates the need for dredging of the South Fork, dredging to contribute specifically to water supply, to factor that in, which the county has been very upfront that they're opposed to. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts about that? Does this obviate dredging?
Well, I think if we're looking at this from a perspective, especially financial perspective, the most expensive part of this entire plan is the pipeline. The dam is actually a relatively small piece financially of the whole project. And the pipeline is something that has to be put into place when the need is, you know, for more capacity.
Right.
And I think that what dredging really does do, and what having a 30-foot dam instead of a 45-foot dam does, is makes dredging make a lot of sense within that context. To say
so,
that.
You're saying just the opposite. It doesn't obviate it; it makes it even more important.
Well, it makes it important to put off the most expensive part of the plan, which is the pipeline.
Right. We're talking with Kristen Zekos, and Betty is in Charlottesville. Betty Mooney, I believe, with Citizens for a Sustainable Water Supply Plan.
Yes.
Betty, you go right ahead, real quick.
Hi,
Betty.
Kristen. I guess one of my concerns that I've voiced many, many times is that we have seen our water use drop so precipitously that we're 22% below what the plan said we would need, and that we have to file for the state, it's a law, a state plan, which we've been told was almost ready to file in 2006, but has never been filed, and it requires us to show our decade-by-decade water use. So it's going to require us to use the last decade of water use, which Ravana really has refused to do up until now, and I wondered if Ms. Zekos would support getting that. It has to be filed by November 2011. And there's no reason now to think that all that data isn't there. And would she pursue getting that filed, you know, so that we really would have the most up-to-date analysis of how much water we really need for this plan?
Betty, thank you for the call. Kristen?
Betty, I'm sorry. When you first started talking, I was wearing a headphone that I couldn't hear through. So I missed the first maybe two sentences.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, I was just saying that we're required to file with the state a plan. And that plan has to include an updated analysis of how much water we've used for the last decade. And that is very important because we've used 22% less
it shows
water
a decrease,
in the last decade than the plan we're going by right now. So I just wondered if you would support, you know, getting that data. We know that the data is there, but they're just refusing to file it, that Ravana has stalled. And it's a very important piece, which we have the data for, but it's not being filed.
No, okay. So, yeah, I understand. So, yes, I've actually publicly, repeatedly supported that. I think that that's an absolute necessity.
Betty, thank you for the call. Before we run out of time, I'm just curious. Dave Norris, who will join us on this program at 5:30 live in studio, told us last week after the vote, I was surprised we didn't have a vote on the agenda. We had a report. I didn't know there was a vote coming, and I was surprised at that. Mr. Hooja, who was on this program since then, has said, no, Dave knew there was a vote coming because Kristen told him. So can you clear this up for us? It's sort of behind the scenes, and it's a backstory to what took place. But what took place did catch a lot of people by surprise, I guess.
Well, I think at the meeting before this, when we talked about the you know, getting a report from the water supply or about the water supply plan, I certainly said in the public meeting that I felt that we needed actually it was two meetings before, that we needed to decide quickly, that it would be good to decide it or to talk about it at the following meeting, and then we decided to defer it for an additional meeting because we hadn't heard yet from the Department of Environmental Quality. So I think it was no surprise that there were, you know, that I was eager to reach some, you know, resolution on this.
Yeah. So you knew there was a vote coming.
I didn't necessarily know there was a vote coming.
But Dave, Mr. Brown's motion didn't catch you by surprise because it seems to have caught Dave Norris by surprise.
It didn't shock me. I was glad because I think that we needed to move forward and had said that in the past. It wasn't that, you know, that there was a plan to file a motion, but I think that, You know, I certainly believe we needed to move on, and I was aware that there were other members of council who also felt that way.
Kristen Zekos is a member of Charlottesville City Council, and we are just out of time, so we will look forward to talking to you again soon. Thank you for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.